It's time now for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI. The Wildcats is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Mount Vernon M Club, Bud's Hardware, Half Moon Saloon, the Posey County Co-op, DiMaggio's Pizza, Shepherd Services, and Infinity Molding. And now to the court with Chris Cook and Alan Buck on 106.7 WMVI.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live from Pike Central High School. And it's the Mount Vernon Wildcats travel north to take on the Chargers. Alan Buck, say hello to everybody this evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I wasn't sure how loudly I should say that. The drummer was, they've got a pep band here that's very active, and they're very loud and very boisterous. Fantastic atmosphere. But sometimes we might be a little bit difficult to hear. We'll try and do the very best we can, and hope we can be up to the play of the Mount Vernon Wildcats, who last night took home a 70-41 victory over Tell City, winning all four quarters. The bad news about that, 50 points came from two players.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nico had 26. Jackson Clowers had 24. He had 11 rebounds. I had Nico with 7. So a double-double and a pretty close to one. And Nico had 2 dunks last night.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Very impressive. And they're at 8-9. This is their opportunity to break, you know, to get to 500, and it's a very doable thing tonight.
They're going to take on a Pike Central team that's 9-6, coming on off a loss last night at South Spencer, 56-50, so a 6-point loss. And I tell you, looking at this Pike Central squad, some of these games that they've won, they beat Heritage Hills in 3 overtimes. They lost at Memorial by 1 point in overtime. But then you have a school like they played Day School and only beat them by 2 points, a team that we played in the Carmine White County Invitational, so it's kind of hard to gauge.
Yeah, that's a head-scratcher right there.
By looking at the stats, what we can expect from this Pike Central squad tonight. Now, of course, the series over the last 35 years is tied at 2 apiece. You look against Common Foes, Mount Vernon's 3-4, Pike Central's 5-2. Opponents' records, Mount Vernon 86-117, Pike Central 106-129. So, Alan, the stats kind of tell me one thing that I talk about often. You can take the stats and throw them out the door. They're not going to mean a thing tonight when these two quads do battle on the court.
I tell you, here's something that might mean something, and that is that Pike Central starts 3 seniors and 2 juniors. As we all know, Mount Vernon doesn't have a senior on the roster. They also start a Kendrick Syracuse at 6'6", and Peyton Howell at 6'4", taller than anybody that Mount Vernon will put on the floor tonight. So, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us there. But then again, I don't know if they've got anybody that can shoot from the parking lot like Nico Burnett. You know, that's a tough answer for anybody to have. And I think it'll depend on how the legs are for both teams. Both teams play, you know, I mean, Mount Vernon, they run a short bench. I would say now a 7-man rotation, because Jacob Swartz has been getting more and more playing time as time has gone on. He's definitely a valuable asset to have out there. So we've got a 7-man rotation, but most teams are going to play 8, and I prefer 10.
Yeah, the thing that worries me is, you know, the South Spencer squad that this Charger team played last night's 15-1.
Yeah.
And they played them at their house
within 6
points.
Lost
by 6 points. So you don't know what you're going to expect tonight out of this Pike Central squad.
I'm hoping it took their legs, too.
Yeah, that's where I was kind of going with that direction. You're spot on there, Alan Buck. But, you know, it's basketball. They're high school athletes. They're student athletes, first and foremost. They can recover like you and I could only dream about back in the day.
And as I always say, too, the game's 32 minutes long, usually. Practices are 2 hours. And, you know, unless the coach is extremely soft in practice, which in the high school they are not, they're, you know, a game should be the easy part. I know it's a little stressful and things like that, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, the Mount Vernon Wildcats have entered the gymnasium to a mixed chorus of boos from the home crowd here. They had to go right by the student section of Pike Central.
So. Yeah, they're you know, they've got good attitude. I mean, they're cheering for their team. They're supporting them. That's a good thing. And, you know, the fun thing is, Chris, we can analyze this to death, and it doesn't matter a hill of beans. It's what's going to happen when the players step out there and the zebra throws the ball up in the air.
That's why you play the game, Alan Buck, you know, to see what's going to happen. And I tell you, we're about 3 minutes away from having a heck of a ball game tonight. You know, the road to 500 goes through Pike County for Mount Vernon tonight. And it's been a tough battle to get back to close to being 500. It seems like we got a nice bump coming out of the Carmine White County Invitational, kind of set the tone.
Yeah, it's 5 out of 6 we have won. So,
you know, you talk about hot streaks, and that makes a difference. And it seemed like there was a confidence last night in this Mount Vernon squad that I didn't see a couple weeks ago that was prevalent across the board. I'm not just talking one or two positions. You know, it was all seven that, you know, see playing time. They had a little bit of a swagger that you haven't really seen earlier in the year from the squad.
They were very aggressive defensively, and they set the tone with their defense. They were offensive with their defense. And by that I mean, when you play in defense, you try and do things to make the offensive player go where you want him to, do what you want him to do, and that's you just, you know, taking the offensive from your defensive stance and position. Looking at Kendrick Sorgis, Syracuse. His name is spelled like you pronounce it Sorgis, but it's pronounced Syracuse. So I apologize. I just looked at it instead of just calling it. He's got a beautiful shot from 3-point range. I'd say at 6'6", he might go 175 pounds. So he's very, very slender. That tells me he's probably going to have pretty good footwork down low.
So if you're Coach Newcomb, put your coach's hat on. What are some keys, some final keys to this ball game, Alan Buck, if you're Coach Newcomb telling the troops here from Alberta?
Again, be aggressive defensively. If we can attack the ball defensively and not let guards have free rein to pass it where they want to, make every pass difficult for them. If you do that at the point where the pass is coming from, it gives you easier opportunities to intercept it before it gets to its target. And it looks like we're getting ready for the national anthem. They've got is a choir lining up on the baseline?
Yep. So we're going to take a timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com.
Are you looking for a new job, one close to home, one with great benefits, one where you can contribute to the team, one where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance? Then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields, things that you touch every day. Whether you're looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place that you've been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan, which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays, fun company-wide events, including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live here from Pike Central High School, where the Mount Vernon Wildcats have traveled north to take on the Chargers. Alan Buck, great rendition of our national anthem.
I don't remember hearing a better one. They had a choir of about 40-ish people, and it was multiple harmonies going on in there, a great arrangement, and they were spot on it. I wish the people at home could have heard it. It was really terrific. But for now, we're going to go to the starting lineups.
You've got the starters for the Mount Vernon Wildcats, don't you, Alan Buck?
I certainly do. We're going to have number one, Nico Burnett. He's a junior. He's 6'3". We're going to give him 170 pounds. Might make it. Number 11, Brady Schickel, a freshman at 6'2", about 180 pounds. Number 15, Logan Dukowitz. He's a junior at 6'3", about 165 pounds. Number 23, Jackson Flowers, a junior at 6'3", about 165 pounds. And number 22, Nash Hostetter, the freshman, at 5'9", and 170 pounds.
And they're coached by?
Coached by Joe Newcomb. Thank you, Chris. I always forget the coaches.
Who's in his fourth year at Mount Vernon. And I have the Pike Central Chargers. It's going to be number zero, Jillian Gish. He's a 6'1 junior guard. Number one, Kendrick Syracuse. He's a 6'6 senior forward. Number two, Quade Morton. He's a 6' junior guard. Number five, Peyton Howland. He's a 6'4 senior forward. And to round out the starting five for the Pike Central Chargers, it's number 10, Braden Howland. And he is a 5'11 senior guard. They're coached by head coach Hunter Elliott, who is 38-91 in his sixth year at Pike Central.
For those of you wondering at home, the Howland players are brothers. They are fraternal twins. Obviously not identical. One's 6'4", one's 5'11". But, yes, they are brothers. People always, you know, in the next year, people are going to be wondering about the Flowers family. What's you know, you got multiple members there. And there are other small town schools that we play where they have multiple players of the same name. And it's always nice to know how are they related, if at all. So
we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight online at PoseyCountyRadio.com and over the air at 106.7 FM WMBI. Buckle up. It's time for high school basketball on a Saturday night. A road game. The road to 500 for this Mount Vernon squad goes through Pike County tonight. Alan Buck, Nico Burnett set to tip off.
Yeah, they start three seniors, two juniors. Mount Vernon starts three juniors, two freshmen.
Nico set to tip off against Syracuse, so he's going to be giving up about a foot. Nico gets a toss, but it goes to number zero, Gish. Kicks it out to Howell.
Man-to-man by Mount Vernon right off the bat. Man-to-man with a sag. They're leaving, who is that with the ball? Braden Howell wide open at 20 feet, and nobody was near him.
They get it to number two, Morton. Morton top the key, being guarded by Nico. Kicks it over to Howell. Work it around to Gish. Gish now dribbles back, being guarded by Schickel. Dribbles in. Falls down.
That's travel.
Yep, Schickel ends up with it. Gets it to Nash Hostetter. Hostetter takes it across. Dukowitz thought about a three. Pulls it down. Now drives.
Take it right at him.
Banks it up.
Oh, that's an awful call. They called a charge. Syracuse slid over under him. And Dukowitz did what you're supposed to do. He continued with his move. Put it right in the glass. Got the basket. Doesn't count. Foul on Logan. And that's, did I say awful?
Yep. Okay. You told me how you felt, and I agree. Gish with the ball. Pike Central going left or right on your dial. Syracuse to Gish. It's stolen by Hostetter. Flowers ends up with it. Flowers on the fast break. Finds Nico for three. Off the mark. No good. Nico gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out to Hostetter. Hostetter's going to reboot the offense now with 6:58 to go in a scoreless ball game in the first quarter.
I like Mount Vernon's effort to start off.
Hostetter pulls it back. Finds Nico to top the key. Nico back to Nash. Nash dribbles back towards the timeline. Gets it to Nico. Nico will fire a three. And he nails it. 3-0 Mount Vernon with 6:38 to go in the opening quarter.
Now, on the defensive end, whoever's guarding Braden Howell, which is Nash Hostetter, when Howell goes outside, Nash stays in the lane to help off with Syracuse.
Syracuse over to Gish. Gish top the key. Kicks it over to Howell, or actually that's Morton. for three off the Martin. No good. Rebounded by Schickel. Schickel finds Hostetter right to left on your dial as he crosses the timeline, gets it to Clowers. Clowers over to Dukowicz. Back to Nico. Nico top. He's going to fire a three off the Martin. No good. Rebounded by number five. That's Howell. They get it. And that's a little bit of a scrum on the court. Gish ends up with it. Finds Morton. Morton steps back. Thought about a three. And there's a player down for Pike Central. That's Peyton Howell. And I tell you, he came down hard in that scrum. And it's kind of hard to tell. He's up on his own power. It's almost like he's got...
I think he got hit where you don't want to get hit.
Okay, I wasn't going to go there, but judging by the...
Well, that was euphemistically put, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because you can almost feel that, you know,
yeah.
Just talking about it. Syracuse, top the key, being guarded by Clowers. 3-0 Mount Vernon. Pike Central with the ball. 5.5 to go in the first. They go down low. Hostetter with the steal. Kicks it to Nico. Nico on the fast break.
That was tipped. Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, no.
No. It was tipped by...
They tipped it. Wow.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Wow. Pike Central tipped that, but they are going to get possession to Pike Central. So 3-0 Mount Vernon. Chargers with the ball. Nico on Morton. Finds Howell, number 10. That's Braden. There's two Howells on the court. They work it around. Back to Morton. Morton dribbles into the paint, lays it up. Can't get it to go. Nico with the rebound. Quickly finds Clowers. Clowers on the fast break. Euro steps. High bank off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Syracuse. Syracuse going to take it up. Being guarded by Clowers. Gets it over to Gish. Gish now travels. So it'll stop it with 4:59 to go. And it's only a 3-0 Mount Vernon advantage. It'll be Wildcat ball here right in front of us, Alan Buck.
You know, I liked Clowers' idea. He was going down court. Syracuse was the one there that greeted him on his way to the basket. But instead of trying to avoid that contact and out-fox him, go right at him and make him contact you and take the foul. I'd rather have him on the bench of fouls.
Clowers, top of the key, just inside the arc. Nails a two ball, so it's 5-0 Mount Vernon with 4:44 to go here in the first. Morton takes it across for Pike Central. Gets it to Gish on the right wing. Back over to number four, Riddio.
It's got a peculiar spelling, folks, but we were told it's Riddio. So,
Morton, three ball, off the Martin, no good. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers is going to take it across, right to left. Looks for Nico. Nico on the right wing. Tries to create some separation. With some fancy dribbling. Dribbles in, attacks the lane, drives. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Morton.
That's going to be a Schickel on that foul. And once again, Nico drove, got in there. Syracuse was in there to adjust the shot, and he avoided it instead of going ahead and making some contact and try to get – if he blocks the shot but he makes contact, fine. And we'll take the foul. But don't let him intimidate you out of your shot.
Morton drives right wing. Being guarded by Nico. Gets it to Syracuse, top the key.
And Jackson Clowers has drawn the assignment on Syracuse.
Morton now back with it. Gets in Riddio in the corner. Riddio.
I think Riddio.
Riddio. Yeah. It's going to take me a couple. They work it over to Howell.
Oh.
It's stolen by Dukowicz. Dukowicz on the ground. Hostetter comes up with it, finds Clowers. Clowers saves it. Finds Nico now here, under 3.5 to go in the first. It's a 5-0 Mount Vernon lead. Dukowicz for
short.
Three. Short.
Schickel, oh, he had position, but got out hustled by Morton there.
Morton takes it across, gets it to Riddio.
Oh,
Riddio
nice
drives
move.
In the paint, banks it up, so it's 5-2 with 3:08 to go in the first. And coach for Pike Central is going to take a timeout, a 30-second timeout. But we're going to keep it here, Alan Buck.
Yeah, I don't know Pike Central's intended offense, but I bet the coach is going to talk to him about pass and stand because Mount Vernon's getting a lot of hands on a lot of passes, gotten several steals. And the other thing, and he'll never beat this all night long, Mount Vernon's first on the floor when there's a loose ball. We got football players that just get after it, and they leave some skin here on the hardwood, but we're the ones on the floor.
So 3:08 to go in the first. It's a 5-2 Wildcat advantage here, a low-scoring affair.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty of there are going to be plenty of mistakes made by both teams because both teams are going to play pretty aggressively. Right now, Mount Vernon is the aggressor, but Pike Central's not going to roll over in their own gym.
Wildcat ball here. Clower set to inbounds, gets it into Hostetter. Hostetter is going to take it across. He'll be met at the timeline by Morton. As we approach 3 to go in the first, Dukewitz top the key over to Clowers. Clowers dribbles into the paint. Kicks it back out to Hostetter for 3, and he nails it. 8-2, Mount Vernon up with 2:51 to go here in the first. Morton takes it across. He's met up there by Nico. Gets it over to Howell.
Nice job.
Stolen by Dukewitz, but Hostetter ends up with it. Finds Schickel on the breakaway. Schickel lays it up for 2. It's a 10-2 Mount Vernon advantage with 2:35 to go here in the first.
Schickel started that when he knocked the pass away. It was grabbed by Hostetter, but Schickel deflected it, and then he outran everybody to take the last pass and lay it in.
Morton on the right wing for Pike Central, being guarded by Nico. Gets it over to Syracuse. Syracuse drives in the paint, throws up a shot, can't get it to go. It's tipped around, I believe.
That's going to be their ball. Somebody tipped it off of I was going to say Leo, but off of Nash.
Yeah. So that's a good call there.
It really was. Now Syracuse just did what I've talked about two of our players doing. He avoided contact and shot a fadeaway that left it short instead of going into the contact.
Yeah, he would have drawn the foul and probably got the shot to fall.
It would have been multiple choice on the fouls. A couple guys were waiting to foul him.
Gish over to Syracuse. Syracuse drives into Clowers, pulls it back. Finds Howell. Howell over to Syracuse for 3. Off the mark, no good. Howell with the save. Finds Morton. Morton now with the putback. Draws
that's
the foul.
That's going to be on Nico, I bet you.
And that's going to be a two-shot foul with 1:49 to go here in the first. That'll be the fourth team foul on Mount Vernon. And it's going to be the first on Nico Burnett.
I've only got 3 team fouls for Mount Vernon.
Okay, then.
I hope I'm right.
You're right. The scoreboard's right.
Okay.
Morton hits the first. They adjusted the scoreboard.
Okay. I'll tell you, Morton, he's getting in there making plays. He's forcing himself in the middle of the issue, and he's not that big of a kid.
Misses the second one. Schickel with the rebound. Finds Nico. Now over to Hostetter. Hostetter walking across. As he sets up the Wildcat offense to Clowers. Clowers at the free throw line, throws a shot, can't get it to go. Syracuse with the rebound for Pike Central. Now he gets it to Riddio. Riddio in the corner. That's Morton. Back to Syracuse up top. It's over to Riddio for 3. And he nailed it. So that's 10-6. Mount Vernon up over Pike Central with 1:15 to go in the first. Nico takes it across, picked up by Syracuse, over to Clowers. Clowers dribbles, drives, attacks the basket, puts it up, banks it in for 2. That's going to be 12-6. Mount Vernon up with 1:01 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, Peyton Howell is no defense for Jackson Clowers. If to get the spacing right, Jackson can drive on him any day of the week.
Riddio drives in, pulls it back. He's going to reboot here. Gets it over to Howell. Back to Gish. Gish being guarded by Schickel. Gish drives into the paint. Kicks it to Syracuse for an easy layup.
Beautiful pass.
12-8 with 35 seconds to go here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, beautiful pass. They sucked Jackson over a little bit and then got it to Syracuse wide open.
Nico cross court to Dukewitz. Dukewitz on the right wing. Finds Hostetter. 20 seconds on the clock. Now Vernon will work for the final play. Unless Nico fires one from NBA range, and he did, and it didn't go in. Syracuse with the rebound. He drives, puts it
up.
That's a charge. That was not a charge, but it should have been. Wow.
It's going to be on Nash.
So that's his first, team's fourth. There's 4 fouls for Mount Vernon and 0 for Pike Central.
Alan. Oh. What did you say, Carmine? What? Sorry, folks. I was just
having flashbacks there.
Yeah.
Syracuse hits the first one, makes it 12-9.
Yeah, I'm circling the second one. He's a real good shooter.
Schwartz and Campbell check in for Schickel and Clowers.
Yeah, no sense in, I mean, those guys are aggressive enough. They'll go after a rebound or something. They got 9 seconds left. They'll end up with 2 fouls in the first quarter. We don't want to do that. And I'm not, I've got faith in them, but they also are very aggressive.
Second opportunity for Syracuse. He nails that one, too. Makes it a two-point ball game, 12-10 with 9 seconds to go. Hostetter on the move. Dribbles across to Nico. It's stolen by Gish. Gish is going to drive the other way. Gets it to Howell. It's knocked away by Hostetter. And it'll be Mount Vernon ball with 1:03. I think we got lucky there, Alan Buck.
Oh, no, I thought it went. Howell ended up knocking it off his own. I mean, it was.
So Braden Howell checks in for Peyton.
Oh, okay. Coach is wanting a technical foul because one of their players kicked the ball after, you know, after going out of bounds. Yeah. He was mad about the call or
Hostetter
something.
From half court at the buzzer. Off the backboard. No good. So at the end of one, it'll be Mount Vernon 12. Pike Central 10. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com.
For over 40 years, DiMaggio's has been serving the best traditional Italian cuisine, and since 2007, it has been a staple right here in Mount Vernon. Start your DiMaggio's experience with breadsticks, garlic bread, or the always popular chicken wings. Looking to eat healthy? Try one of the many salad options. And nobody has more options for pasta than DiMaggio's. DiMaggio's also has great sandwiches and calzones. And then there's what started it all. The massive selection of pizzas from 7 inches all the way to the extra, extra large 18 inch. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for the pop-up pizza of the month. You can see the menu online at orderdimaggios.com and order by calling 812-838-9850. DiMaggio's Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, start of the second quarter here at Pike Central High School on campus here. Wonderful campus up in Pike County. 12-10 the score. Mount Vernon with a two-point advantage. Alan Buck coming out of the break there. Any thoughts from Coach Newcomb?
Yeah, I thought the referees really did boot one there with the you know, player. I mean, player, you just can't kick the ball just because, you know, when it's out of play and that's a, I don't know if you want to call it delay of game or whatever, but it's a technical foul, and they didn't bother calling that. They're double checking. Yeah, they were about to give the ball to Pike Central. One of the officials double checked, and it is Mount Vernon ball. And I like our aggressiveness. We've just been a little careless a couple of times, and Pike Central's not going back down.
Hostetter on the inbound gets it to Nico at the free throw line. Hands it to Jack Campbell. Campbell top the key, dribbles towards the left. Now looks for some help from Flowers. Flowers dribbles in, looks, spins, drives, and lays it up for two. 14-10, Mount Vernon up with 7:38 to go in half.
That was a spin from right to left, going the opposite way, and then he had Syracuse coming over. He had to shoot it quickly and all over him, and Chris made it sound easy. It was not.
They try to go down low to Howell. Howell to Syracuse. He drives in, throws it up. Nails it for two, so it's 14-12 with 7:19 to go.
And that time he banged into Jack Campbell, and there was no call on it. And
Hostetter.
Campbell was standing there waiting.
Hostetter top the key, gets it to Campbell. Campbell to Clowers. Over to Schickel from the free throw line. Off to Martin, no good. Rebounded by Morton. Morton's going to take it up for Pike Central, left to right. Drives in the paint. Gets it to Gish. Gish now in the paint. Throws it up. Banks it in. We're tied it up at 14-all.
I think Nash might have some. Does he have some blood on or a uniform?
Yeah, it's skinned his knee.
Okay, yeah, he's got blood on his knee. The referee stopped the clock, and he's going to have to get the blood taken care of. So he's going to have to go out of the game. Logan Dukowitz is going to go in for him. Put something on it and then cover it with a Band-Aid, and he'll be okay. But yeah, that little bit of a.
It looked like he skinned his knee on one of those dive balls.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a. But the Pike Central trainer is going to put some pre-wrap on it, spray it with something, pre-wrap and tape. It'll be good as gold.
Dukowitz takes it up for the Wildcats, going right to left. Gets it to Clowers, back over to Dukowitz. Finds Nico, top the key. Over to Logan. Trying to find somebody down low. They get Clowers, who mishandles it. Riddio comes up with it. Finds Howland. Howland can't get it to go. Gish with the rebound and the putback. Rebounded by Clowers. Campbell ends up with it. Schickel saves it. Finds Nico. Nico's going to pull up, takes it up court to Dukewitz. Dukewitz thought about a three, now drives into the paint, puts it up, can't get it to go. Clowers with the rebound, and Clowers is going to be fouled. That'll be the first team foul on Pike Central here. With 6:09 to go, it's going to be on number 22.
Number two. Yeah, Quade Morton. Morton, I've said he's in the middle of plays where he really has no business being in there. He's just a really good player. He's got four rebounds already, and he's, 5'9", maybe?
Nico from inside the three-point arc can't get it to go. Gish ends up with the rebound, finds Syracuse. Syracuse now dribbles up left to right, being guarded by Clowers. 6'6", Syracuse, way out there with the ball, finds Morton. Morton dribbles in, looks for some help from Howell. Howell to Gish for three. Off the mark, no good, rebounded by Nico. Nico's going to push it up the court, sets up offense on the top of the key, now dribbles in. Finds Clowers. Clowers thought about a three. Now he drives in along the baseline, banks it up, can't get the roll in. Gish comes up with a rebound for Pike Central. Gish being guarded by Schickel. Finds Howell in the corner to the other Howell. That's Braden. Two Howell brothers on the court. They get it into Syracuse down low over Clowers, and he banks it in for two. And Pike Central with their first lead of the night with 5:13 to go here in the half, 16-14. Nico walks it across, under five to go, looks for Campbell, now he dribbles to the right.
They've got a switch on somehow that Syracuse ended up on Jack Campbell.
Clowers for two, off the mark, no good, rebounded by Gish. Gish gets it over to number two, Morton. Morton's going to take it down to Howell. It's stolen by Schickel. Schickel hands it to Nico. And we're under 4:44 to go here. It's a two-point Pike Central advantage, 16-14. But Mount Vernon with the ball. Nico Burnett being guarded by Braden Howell. Gets it to Schickel. Clowers with a spin move. Banks it in for two. We're knotted up at 16 all. Coach is going to take a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, I believe. So we're going to keep it here. So Alan Buck, 4:22 to go, 16 all. 14 fouls for Mount Vernon, one for Pike Central. Yeah. What do you have thoughts on that?
I will say there was a real good piece of officiating when they stopped play to get Nash Hostetter treated. I mean, it's nothing serious. Nash probably was thinking, hey, I get worse than this when I'm, just playing at home with older brother. But that's what you do, and you get the blood taken care of. They did that right. If I'm the coach, I'm telling them they've got to make some adjustment, because there were a couple of times we were stuck with, Syracuse last possession down, got the ball down on the block with only Jackson Clowers between him and the basket. No guard was there to dig, to help or anything. You want to make Syracuse uncomfortable when he brings the ball down and make him shoot out of his comfort zone, which so far to me he looks very comfortable from 25 on in.
But, it'll be Pike Central ball coming out of the break here with 4:22 to go in the half, 16 all the score, as there's an equipment issue with one of the shoes for Pike Central.
And that's good officiating there. Got to get the shoe tied. You don't want anybody injured.
So Hound's going to get it into Morton. Morton's going to take it across.
Nash is back in the game, by the way.
Going left to right. He's picked up by Hostetter.
Well, we're in a zone here.
Riddio.
It's a 1-2-2 zone.
Riddio to Hound.
Yeah, that lane's looking real crowded.
Yeah, Gish over to Riddio along the baseline. Has no help from Schickel. Schickel with the good defense down there. Morton for three over Nico.
Wow, nice shot.
19-16, three-point advantage for Pike Central. Their largest lead of the night.
And they're greeting us with the half-court press. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
3:49 to go. Hostetter fights through the double team, gets it to Dukewitz. Looking for Nico. Hostetter. It's stolen by Syracuse. Syracuse dunks. That's a two-handed jam. 21-16 with 3:28 to go. It's a five-point lead. Dukewitz takes it across. Gets it to Hostetter. Hostetter along the baseline. Gets it to Schickel. Schickel back out to Nico, but it's stolen by Howell. Howell on the fast break. Gets it to Riddio. Traveled, but there's no call. Flowers with a rebound. Flowers pushes the issue. Attacks the basket. Finds Hostetter. Hostetter along the baseline from 12 foot away. Can't get it to go. Flowers with the rebound. And he was fouled. And that's going to go against Gish, I believe. Let's see what the official calls.
Number four, Chase Riddio.
Riddio. Second team foul on Pike Central comes with 3 minutes to go in the half. It's a 21-16 Pike Central advantage with Flowers at the line.
Okay, they're saying he was going up shooting already. I didn't realize that. I thought he was still getting the rebound gathered, but he hits that first one. Yeah, Jack Campbell just entered the game.
Flowers, second opportunity.
Boy, that had a
peculiar shiffle with the rebound and the putback. And they're going to get Nico there for one. Yep, that's the second one on Nico. Comes with 2:57 to go here in the second.
Yeah, Brady Schickel's putback was blocked by Syracuse, and it was blocked, but it went way up in the air, and on the rebound, Nico just came a little too aggressive and kind of banged somebody in the way.
Morton over to Riddio. Riddio being guarded by Jack Campbell. Over to Howell. Back to Morton on the left wing. He dribbles in. Nico knocks it out of bounds. It's good defense by Nico Burnett there on Morton.
It was. Kept his feet moving, and those long arms, he saw the ball and just poked it. Got it out of there.
Got it right into the band over there. Morton now dribbles, fires from the free throw line, and nails it.
Wow. He just stopped and popped. And
23-17 with 2:23 to go. Campbell for three pulls it down, though. He had a shot. Nico now dribbles in, gets it to Campbell. Campbell in the right corner. Gets it to Dukowicz.
That's got to be. Come on. Okay, thank you. They called it. Syracuse just crashed into Dukowicz, who was trying to catch a pass, and the ball was knocked loose, and Dukowicz's head was rattled when they finally blew the whistle.
Nico on the inbound. He's going to take it across. Dribbles. Fires a three. Nails it. 23-20. Pike Central up. We're under two to go in the half. Chargers with the ball. Gish now tries to go through Schickel. No help there as they find Syracuse with a spin move. He can't get it to go. It's rebounded by Flowers. Flowers is going to push the issue across the line. Takes it. Stops. Fires a shot. Can't get it to go. Gish with the rebound. Flowers almost poked the rebound out to get it back. Julian Gish here. Keeps it, finds Syracuse. Syracuse pulls back, thought about a three. Now looks over for Morton. Morton drives into the paint, and that's going to go against Flowers, I think.
All right, somebody tripped him. I didn't see if it was Flowers or Nico. It depends on the referee's perspective. He's calling Nico for a... That's his third.
Yeah, I thought Flowers did the tripping, not Nico.
Well, what he called was that Nico gave him a forearm shiver. And he might have in the back, but yeah, Flowers tripped him from the front. So it's kind of
Mount Vernon faithful not agreeing with that. So a minute 26, Hostetter guards Morton. Morton base it up for two. 25-20, Pike Central up with 1:18 to go in the half. Hostetter dribbles in, looks for some help from Dukowicz. Dukowicz back to Hostetter to Campbell in the corner for three. Off to Martin, no good. Rebounded by Hostetter. He drives in, throws up a shot. Can't get the bank in. It's on the ground, but Holland comes up with it, finds Gish. Gish looks for some help. Drives in, lays it up for two. 27-20, a seven-point lead for Pike Central. That's their largest of the night with 49 seconds to go in the half. They're going to work it here. Flowers tries to pass. It goes off the foot of number five, Peyton Holland.
Yeah, Pike Central's got this, it's a 3-2 zone, and they've got Syracuse at the point, and they've got it pushed way out high. Mount Vernon's having difficulty penetrating with passing.
Dukowicz gets it to Flowers. Flowers drives in the lane, banks it up, can't get it to go. Gish with the rebound. 29 seconds to go here. Gish is going to slow it down.
Now, that was a good shot. We'll take that shot any day of the week.
Yeah, nine times out of ten, that converts.
Exactly.
Morton pulls it back. 17 on the clock. Can go to my Hostetter. Makes a basketball move. Finds Howell. Over to Radio. Now Gish in the corner for three, and he's fouled.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's going to be Brady Schickel's second. Just kind of got his feet tangled.
That's a three-shot foul.
Yeah.
So that's Schickel second. 3.6 on the clock, 27-20. Gish's first opportunity of the three. Lets it go, nails it. 28-20.
It's a good-looking free throw.
Yeah. Good form. So we await the second opportunity. Shots away. Misses it.
That, it wasn't smooth. He jerked the release on that. It just.
Braden Howell checks in for Syracuse.
Yeah, that's probably a good decision. He's got one foul. Don't let him go over the back to try and get a rebound with 3.6 left in the second quarter. He'll go into the second half with one foul. That's good.
Gish?
I think it's mood. I think he's going to adjust and hit this one.
Third opportunity. Alan Buck, you did your magic. You missed it.
There you go. You're welcome,
Flowers,
folks.
At the buzzer.
He didn't get it off.
No good. So at the half, it'll be Pike Central 28, Mount Vernon 20. We're going to take a three-minute timeout and be back with the halftime show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WNBI and online at PosicCountyRadio.com.
Are you looking for a new job? One close to home? One with great benefits? One where you can contribute to the team? One where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance? Then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields. Things you touch every day. Whether you're looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place you have been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan, which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays. Fun company-wide events, including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Half Moon Saloon in Mount Vernon is the place for great food all day long. Half Moon Saloon takes care of you with daily plate lunch specials, including fried chicken every Wednesday and catfish every Friday. Try the 7 or 14 inch delicious pizzas or the ribeyes and fillets after 4 p.m. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until midnight and Saturday from 10 until 1 a.m. Check out Half Moon Saloon, 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon, or order over the phone, 812-643-0518.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
For over 40 years, DiMaggio's has been serving the best traditional Italian cuisine, and since 2007, it has been a staple right here in Mount Vernon. Start your DiMaggio's experience with breadsticks, garlic bread, or the always popular chicken wings. Looking to eat healthy? Try one of the many salad options. And nobody has more options for pasta than DiMaggio's. DiMaggio's also has great sandwiches and calzones. And then there's what started it all. The massive selection of pizzas from 7 inches all the way to the extra, extra large 18 inch. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for the pop-up pizza of the month. You can see the menu online at orderdimaggios.com and order by calling 812-838-9850. DiMaggio's Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, courtside here at Pike Central High School. At the half is Pike Central 28, Mount Vernon 20. Alan Buck, you have all the stats to kind of get us to that score.
Yeah, I do. We're being entertained right now by a halftime show of 6 saxophones. They've got Barry sax, a couple of tenor sax.
I'm not sure what the other ones are, but that was very interesting and very, very good. Mount Vernon won the first quarter 12-10. Pike Central won the second quarter 18-8. And that's how we get a 28-20 lead for Pike Central. Julian Gish has 5 points. He leads them with 5 rebounds. Kendrick Syracuse has 10 points. Quade Morton has 8 points. And Chase Riddio has 5. Those are the only players that have scored for Pike Central. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, Nico has 6 points. Brady Schickle has 2, leads us with 5 rebounds. Nash Hostetter has 3. Jackson Clowers has 9 to go along with 4 rebounds. And he's had a couple of shots that just went in and out, just didn't make it. But I tell you, Pike Central has 2 things really going for him very well, and Kendrick Syracuse is the key. First of all, he is very hard to handle at 6'6", and he's very mobile, and he's very lengthy with his arms and legs. He takes a little lot of attention down low, so he doesn't get the ball on the block, because once he does, it's just toast. He's in there. So that's tough. And on the defensive end, they've gone to a 1-2-2 trap press in the half court, and he's at the point.
Yeah.
Well, your point on the press at 6'6", makes it very difficult for anybody to pass around and over. And, Nash Hostetter had an errant pass that basically was just the arms and legs of Syracuse that took it, and then he went down and dunked it. It's not even easy for Nico or Jackson to pass around that. So,
And the other thing that's concerning for the Mount Vernon Wildcats being down 8 at the half is Nico Burnett's in foul trouble with 3 fouls.
Exactly. And Brady Schickle has 2. But, yeah, Nico is the big concern. Although, Nico can go long periods of time without committing a foul. It's just that, as you pointed out, we're down 8. So trying to get back into the game, he's going to need to be very aggressive. And sometimes that's going to mean going for rebounds where, somebody's smart and gets good position, he'll go over a back. So we got to watch out for that.
So how do you manage his time early in the second half while they're hitting a comeback?
Yeah, very good point. Keep an eye on his fatigue. When he exerts a lot of energy, get him out, because when you're tired is when your feet quit moving and you'll reach and stand. And we noticed a comment a time or two last night, the look on Jackson Clower's face when he came out of the game. He was just out of gas because he spends so much energy out there and, on defense trying to get steals. And if you do get a steal, then you've got a sprint. And the basketball court is, 28 yards long.
Yeah.
So a 28-yard sprint after you've been, running, in shorter sprints in the half court, that's how you get out of gas. So keep an eye on, and maybe that's one of the assistant coaches' specific responsibilities. Say, hey, keep an eye on Nico, when he's very well-conditioned athlete, so it might be tougher to tell when he's tired. But get him out when he gets tired, the main thing.
28-20, 3 minutes to go here at the halftime show. We're waiting on the Mount Vernon Wildcats to reemerge from the locker room. The Pike Central Chargers currently are out there warming up. Alan, any final thoughts as we wrap up the halftime show here on 106.7 FM WMBI?
Yeah, I'm convinced now that Quade Morton is the real deal. He's not just slipping in there and picking out a loose ball. This kid, he can play. So let's somebody pay a little bit more attention defensively on him. You know, block him out better on rebounds so he doesn't sneak in there and get him. And, you know, that'll take, I mean, he's got 8 points to back up Kendrick Syracuse's 10. And for Syracuse, I think we had to start out with a very good defensive philosophy, and that was Nash Hostetter was guarding Peyton Howell, and when Howell was outside of the three-point line, he left him open. Hostetter stayed in the lane, and that made it crowded for Syracuse.
Well, I'm watching them warm up. It appears that they're warming up a little bit better than they did to start the game, so maybe we can get out the right foot, you know, and start this third quarter and get into that 8-point deficit.
I would look for us to play some zone. We've been playing primarily man-to-man. I don't know if the 1-3-1 half-court trap, or he's lately been favoring the 2-2-1 half-court trap. I don't know, but I think we need to, and maybe the secret is get into it, see if we can get a turnover or two, and then get back out of it, because Pike Central will probably adjust to it fairly quickly. They've got some guys that look like they understand the game. That's how they're able to slip into openings and pick up some loose balls. And as we talk about in small towns like this, these guys probably been playing together since they've been in diapers.
Well, you know, it happens, but other than that, we got about a minute and a half to go until we start the third quarter. I want to remind everybody it's 28-20, Pike Central over Mount Vernon. That's their largest lead of the night. You know, Mount Vernon had the lead early on, and they caught us, and then kind of took over the second quarter with a 10-point advantage over us in the second quarter, and that kind of led to what you see on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and I think they took over with their defense. I really think it gave Mount Vernon fits. We didn't know quite how to attack it. When we did attack it, we had some decent looks, and I'm not putting the game on Jackson, but just as an example, he had a couple shots that he's going to hit all the time, and he just missed them. Not a big deal. We've had a couple others that, didn't hit shots that we think they're going to normally hit, but a large part of that is when your defense gets you off balance and gets in between your ears, it can make you, it affects your shooting. It affects everything.
Well, Alan, you hit the nail on the head with the spot on right there. You know, you can't get much better than that. But buckle up. It's time for the third quarter as we're about to have both these teams go at it for another two quarters of high school basketball action here live from Pike Central High School.
Hopefully we can push the button quite a lot this half, stolen by Clowers button.
And we're going to need it to help erase this 8-point deficit. 28-20 to score. Mm-hmm. It'll be Mount Vernon ball.
And you know,
or no, Pike Central ball.
And the thing too is, we don't have an 8-point play in the play, but you know, we can't get a 6-point touchdown and then go for two to tie it. We're going to have to chip into it little by little, and we are okay. We're starting in our man to man. I think we'll wait on some signal, that some key that'll cause us to go into a zone.
Morton takes it across, going right to left, finds Syracuse over to Gish. Gish being guarded by Schickel. Drives into the paint.
I think that's going to be number four on Nico. I think right at the end he reached in, poked the ball. Nope, I'm wrong.
Who'd they put it on? Number 20. Nash Hostetter.
Okay. I didn't even see Hostetter in there. But okay. Truthfully, no offense, I'd rather have the second on Nash than the fourth on Nico.
Gish at the line. Misses the first one. 7:47 to go here in the third.
Gish hit his first free throw of the game on that three-point attempt that he was fouled on, and then missed his next two. And he's missed his third one in a row.
And wait the second one. He hits that one, so it's 29-20, a 9-point advantage for the Chargers. Nico's going to take it up, left to right. Sets up the offense for the Wildcats the first time in the second half. Finds Hostetter. Hostetter on the right wing. Tries to get it to Dukowicz, but it's stolen. Morton gets it to Howell. Howell lays it up for two. It's 31-20, an 11-point lead here for Pike Central. Nico takes it up, dribbles into the paint.
He's held. It's the other Howell held him, and it is on the floor. Braden Howell just got his first foul of the game.
So Nico set the inbounds for the Mount Vernon Wildcats underneath the basket. Gets it to Clowers, back over to Nico. Nico for two. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by, I thought Schickel had a hand on it, but it was knocked out of bounds.
I think Syracuse knocked it off of Schickel's hands out of bounds, but they gave us the ball.
That's lucky, because I agree with you.
But and Brady had good position and was fighting hard for that rebound.
Duke waits for two, no good. Rebounded by Morton. Morton's going to take it up on the fast break, gets it, lays it up, has it blocked. And it goes out of bounds. That was a good defensive play by Jackson Clowers.
Was he the one that blocked it?
Yep.
As I say, that was a really good block. I just didn't see who did it.
So number five, Peyton Howland, set to inbounds here for Pike Central. Gets it into Gish. Gish almost loses it. Finds Morton. Morton dribbles in to the paint. Stops. Throws up a shot. Nails it. 33-20. It's a 13-point lead here for Pike Central. Dukewitz down low to Clowers. Clowers banks it up, gets a two to go. 33-22 with 6:44 to go in the third. Morton takes it across now for Pike Central. Looks over to Howell. That's Braden Howell. Over to Syracuse. Back to Gish. Gish being guarded by Hostler, Schickel. And that's Morton for two. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Nico Burnett. Nico's going to take it up quickly. Scans it, finds Dukewitz. Dukewitz down to Clowers. Clowers fights through the traffic, can't get it to go. It's rebounded by Gish. Gish is going to take it up. Looks for some help. Finds Morton. Morton down low to Syracuse. Back over to Gish for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers is going to take it across. Going left to right. Sets up the Wildcat offense. Now to Nico. Nico looks for some help. Gets it down low to Dukewitz. Over to Schickel. Schickel. To Hostetter. Hostetter through the traffic. Finds Dukewitz. Nico top the key. Nico's going to drive into the paint. Stops. Throws up a shot. Gets it to go. 33-24 with 5:40 to go here in the third.
He got held by Howell again when he tried to drive around him. That's what caused him to stop and pop. But
no call.
No call, yeah.
Morton from the free throw line gets it to Howell. Howell to Syracuse along the baseline.
Deflected tipped by Nico. Nice job. The one thing, too, I don't know if I pointed out or not, but Quade Morton is a left-hander, and we talked about that. Mount Vernon has no left-handers on their team, and it really is difficult and different when you're looking at a left-hander. It's hard to guard him.
Morton appears to be pretty ambidextrous. The way he moves with the ball.
He handles the ball very, very nicely with both hands. Either hand,
around the three-point arc, taking their time, trying to find the seam with a 33-24 advantage. Howell for three, off the mark, rebounded by Nico. Nico, being guarded by Syracuse, takes it up, gets it to Hostetter for three. Off the mark, no good. Nico almost steals it. They get it to Syracuse. Syracuse with a two-handed dunk. 35-24. 11-point lead here for Pike Central.
Yeah, that's the risk on a three-point shot. You sometimes have long rebounds, and they just got to run out with Syracuse. Kid runs the floor really well.
Yep, Clowers for three. Off the mark there. So it'll be Pike Central ball here with 4:26 to go in the third. And a 35-24 lead as Riddio checks in. One of the Hounds. Morton takes it across.
Morton had his hand out pushing on Clowers, holding him away. I don't know when that becomes a charge. But
Riddio drives in, lays it up for two. 37-24.
That was a real nice drive by Riddio.
Clowers takes it up, gets it to Nico. Nico dribbles in. Pulls it back. Now it flies from the free throw line. He nails it. 37-26 with 3:53 to go in the third. Riddio takes it up for Pike Central. Being guarded by Jack Campbell. tries to go around him, but Jack's got the defense. Gish now with the ball, being guarded by Schickel. Dribbles over, looks for Howell. Howell thought about a three, pulled it down. Now look at Syracuse way out there, being guarded by Nico.
Yeah, they've kind of inverted this floor with Syracuse playing out. Quade Morton's trying to post up Hostetter. Now they're back more normal.
Radio drives in along the baseline, looks for some help. Finds Morton now. Morton pulls it down. They're just running their offense here with good defense by Mount Vernon.
It is, but they've got Nico switched off over to Syracuse. I'd get him the ball, see if he could get more Nico's fourth foul. I don't know why they're not doing that.
Morton pulls it back as we're under three to go in the third. 37-26 the score. Pike Central with the lead in the ball. Clowers almost got a steal. Syracuse with the ball, being guarded by Nico as they find Morton. Morton now dribbles, attacks the basket. Euro steps, gets it to Radio. Radio under the basket, and that's going to be a travel.
He traveled, yeah. He started to jump and pass it, and when he did, Jackson Clowers slapped the ball. It didn't knock it out of his hands. It just kept him from throwing it, and then he landed before he could get rid of the ball. So that was a good call. A little unusual because usually it might be held long enough to be a jump ball or it might knock it out of his hands so it's not a travel either. It didn't do either. So
Nico takes it across, sets up the offense to Hostetter. Hostetter over to Schickel. Schickel back to Nash. Nash drives in the paint, finds Campbell for three.
Nope.
Nico with the rebound.
And he got fouled by Syracuse as Nico brought down that rebound. We happened to be exactly in the spot when Campbell shot it. I could see it was just offline.
He hit second. Pike Central is going to take a full timeout, so we're going to take a full timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, courtside here at Pike Central High School, where the Chargers enjoy a 37-26 advantage with 2:23 to go in the third. Alan Buck, break it down for everybody.
Well, as I was just saying off the air, this is kind of a danger zone for Mount Vernon. You're down 11, 2:23 left in the third. We need to cut into this lead a little bit going into fourth. We certainly can't drop another couple of baskets. Then it could get ugly.
Nico set the inbounds, gets it to Clowers. Clowers along the baseline, drives, has his shot blocked.
How was that not a foul pushed from behind?
Looked a little peculiar for me. Gish ends up with it. He'll be guarded by Schickel over to Morton. Morton now top the key. Over to Howell. Back to Morton. Hostetter with the defense.
Watch it off, boy.
Giving Howell all he can handle.
Keep it over there.
Gish drives in on Schickel. Morton for three. Off the mark. Howell with the rebound and the putback. Gets the roll. 39-26 with 1:50 to go here in the third. Nico walks it across for Mount Vernon, going left to right. Over to Hostetter. Hostetter to Clowers. Top of the key, dribbles in, spins, stops, throws up a shot. Blocked again by number five, Peyton Howell. Just got enough of it. Howell back at the other end, goes up, banks it in for two. 41-26 with 1:25 to go. Allen, it's not looking good.
No, and coach just took a timeout, and it is going to be, I'm not sure if it's a full or a 30. It's a full.
Yep, so we're going to step out and take another timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are courtside at Pike Central High School. 121 to go in the third, 41-26. Chargers up over Mount Vernon. Alan Buck, Coach Newcomb called that timeout, and he's got the clipboard over there, and I can see a lot of work going on.
Yeah, he's very concerned, and what we just talked about has just happened. Went from 11 to 15 instead of from 11 to 6.
Yeah.
And that's minute 21 left in the third. Now they're still in this 1-2-2 zone defense, and Syracuse is meeting Nico at the half court line.
Hostetter over to Nico. Nico on the right wing. Cross court to Dukowicz. Dukowicz fights through the double team. Tries to get it to Schickel. It's stolen by Gish. Gish lays it up.
That's going to be a block, and that's a good call. Schickel tried to get set there to take a charge. He just couldn't get Dukowicz. He couldn't get there quickly enough. That's his second foul.
Team's third. Or actually, it's the team's second. My fault. I was waiting. We were late on that. So Gish at the line. Hits the first one. Makes it 42-26. With a minute four to go here in the third. Third quarter has been all Pike Central.
Yes, it really has. Going to half down eight, and you want to, cut into that lead right off the bat, and we were unable to do it, and that right there could not stop Gish from getting his own rebound.
Yep, so it goes out of bounds off of Gish. It'll be Mount Vernon ball as Clowers checks in for Hostetter. Dukowicz set to inbound, gets it to Nico. Nico's going to walk it across here with under a minute to go in the third. Down 42-26 are the Wildcats. They get it to Campbell. Over to Nico. It's stolen again.
That's too long of a pass.
By Morton. No look to Syracuse. Syracuse puts it up. Banks it in for two. 44-26. And we're at 43 seconds to go. Nico fights through the double team. Somebody needs to go help him. Stolen by Gish as he tries to feed Clowers.
Yeah, he had Clowers open for a second, but by the time he decided to throw it, Gish jumped over and moved.
Syracuse's shot blocked by Nico.
That was a three-point attempt there, too. I don't think their coach really wanted him shooting that out there, but he was open till Nico closed really in a hurry.
Morton has it, being guarded by Clowers. 14 on the clock. 44-26 the score. As they're working for the final opportunity here at the 7.
Yeah. Nice job by Morton. He did baited Clowers and got him to come forward and went into him and drew the contact. That's Clowers'
second foul. Okay. Third team foul with 6 seconds to go. Howell will set the inbounds. Gets it to Morton. Morton's going to drive in. Drives. Has a shot at the buzzer. Can't get it to go. So at the end of three, it'll be Pike Central 44, Mount Vernon 26. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call. 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Half Moon Saloon in Mount Vernon is the place for great food all day long. Half Moon Saloon takes care of you with daily plate lunch specials, including fried chicken every Wednesday and catfish every Friday. Try the 7 or 14-inch delicious pizzas or the ribeyes and fillets after 4 p.m. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until midnight and Saturday from 10 until 1 a.m. Check out Half Moon Saloon, 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon, or order over the phone, 812-643-0518.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Courtside here at Pike Central High School. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. 8 minutes to go in the ballgame, 44-26 the score. Pike Central up. It'll be Mount Vernon ball coming out of the break. They get it into Nico.
Pac Central staying with that 1-2-2 defense.
Nico dribbles around towards the right side. Gets it over to Campbell for three. He hit it. Knee down a few times. 44-29 the score. 7:42 to go in the contest. Syracuse stopped the key being guarded by Clowers. Gets it to Howell. You know they're milking the clock now, but
yeah, they're very deliberate. Yeah. And they've got
Riddio. Howell, spin move, banks it in for two. 46-29 with 7:17 to go in the ball game.
Okay, now they just changed. They're in a straight man-to-man.
Nico spins, loses it, gets it back, finds Campbell.
I thought that was a travel, but the referee signaled he was clean.
Nico now attacks the basket, pulls back, fires a shot, nails it. 46-31 with 6:55 to go. Morton takes it across, being guarded by Nico.
I really like that Morton kid.
Drives in, stops at the free throw line, no looks to Riddio. Riddio along the baseline, kicks it back out to Syracuse in the corner to Howell. Over to Syracuse. Syracuse thought about a three, pulled it down. Now backs it up.
I think their coach is giving them instructions. They wouldn't need any three-point shots because they've had a couple of openings, and they're just faking and trying to penetrate.
Morton penetrates, throws up a shot, can't get the bounce, rebounded by Flowers. Flowers quickly back the other way, sets it up to Schickel. Schickel over to Dukewitz. Dukewitz to Nico. Nico top the key. Fires a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers fights through the traffic to Dukewitz. And he's going to reboot to Nico as he gets it to Schickel. Schickel drives into the paint. Fade away. Gets it to go.
That was a tough, tough shot.
46-33 with 5:53 to go in the ballgame. Pike Central up big. They have the ball. Morton gets it to Riddio. Riddio being guarded by Jack Campbell. Riddio backs up in front of the student section there. Now look, works it over to Morton. Morton being guarded by Nico.
This is a tough assignment for Nico, really, because Morton is not necessarily wanting to score, but he's trying to penetrate, making Nico really focus on him, and then he kicks it over to somebody who's cutting and is open.
Riddio.
And Morton's a very good ball handler, too.
Being guarded by Campbell now, top of the key, over to Morton. Morton being guarded by Nico, trying to box him up against the sideline. Now Howell over to Gish. They're just trying to find a seam. Riddio for three.
Oh, my.
He nails it.
Oh, my. He might be the one guy that's got the green light from three. I don't know, but he is two for two on the night.
49-33 with 4:56 to go.
Yeah, Riddio held him out with a forearm. That's Riddio's second in the game.
As he was going up against Nico.
Yeah. Okay, they're bringing out Syracuse, and the other Howell goes in.
On the inbounds, they get it to Clowers. Clowers with a spin move, kicks it back out to Dukewitz.
Nice closeout by Morton. Dukewitz, I think, would have fired that three.
Clowers, he will fire a three, but he nails it. Coach takes a timeout here. It'll be a 30-second timeout with 49-36 with 4:41 to go. I want to remind everybody at United Fidelity Bank, helping you save money is one of their top priorities. For information about their standout CDs and rates, contact one of their 8 convenient tri-state banking centers. United Fidelity Bank is proud to support local high school athletics. Allen, 441, 49-36. Coach calls the timeout. What's he drawing up over there?
Well, the thing we've got to do is figure out how to get some stops without them taking a minute off the play clock, off the game clock every time. And that's what they're doing. They're working the ball very deliberately. They're passing and moving. We're in a man-to-man. We're not able to we're able to stop them from scoring at time, you know, this time, but we're not able to make them make an error with the ball. We're not stealing it, and they're not committing any turnovers. They did take Syracuse out, I imagine, and they got both Howells in. I guess this is their good ball handling team. Clowers just deflected it, but he did commit the foul. That's a good call. That's his third.
Stops it with 4:33 to go.
Okay. Syracuse coming back in. Yeah. Okay, I'm puzzled. I don't know if maybe they just wanted to get him out, get him a sip of water or something. I'm sorry, I'm at a loss there.
I think that's what it was because I saw him get some water over there, but he didn't really get any guidance or anything, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, we have been making him work awful hard, that's for sure. He'll remember he's, you know, these little short guys from Mount Vernon sure did make him work awfully hard.
Work it into Howell, stolen by Flowers. Flowers with the steal, drives.
Slow double dribble, and they didn't catch him.
Cross court to Campbell. Campbell
drain,
for three.
Baby. Nope.
Rebounded by Syracuse. I tell you, we had a good opportunity there.
Yeah.
Radio to Syracuse. Syracuse down low to Howell. Howell.
That's a charge. He backed up and he turned, and sometimes when you do that, you turn and your derriere gets, you push it out, and he flat nailed Hostetter and just put him on his backside, and it wasn't intentional, but that's just the way your body is shaped when you stop and move and turn like he did.
Nico takes it up.
Now they're back to their 1-2-2 zone defense.
Gets it over to Hostetter. In the corner to Schickel, down low to Flowers. Flowers with a shot.
He got nailed by, I think it's Riddio, but he hit the shot.
So makes it 38-49. A little bit of life here with 3:42. If Flowers can close out the classic three-point play, that's Riddio's third, their fifth team foul to all four. Flowers hits it, cuts it to a 10-point lead, 49-39.
And they're pulling Riddio in favor of the other Howell.
It's Peyton Howell, 6'4", senior.
Mount Vernon's now in a man-to-man full-court press. We don't have anybody guarding the ball. We've got two men on the first guy. Okay, Syracuse is... Yeah, Jackson was kind of riding him up there. Mount Vernon wanted the elbowing on Syracuse, but it really was Flowers.
The third on Flowers, the fifth team foul, stops it with 3:38. The foul set the inbound right in front of us. Gets it into Morton. Morton's going to be picked up by Nico as he crosses the timeline. Get a little bit of help there. Little switch. Morton picked up by Nico. Stops. Throws up an off-balance shot, but it goes in.
Holy cow. That was
51-39. He was
shake and bake, spin all over the place. Couldn't get rid of Nico. Couldn't draw the foul, but a fadeaway jumper he hits.
Nico back the other way, does something similar. Back to 10 points, 51-41 with 3:11 to go. Morton takes it up.
He missed Howell to gut cutting.
Takes it right in and lays it up. 53-41, we're under three. Schickel with the ball, throws up a two ball. Off the mark, rebounded by Howell. Morton now. Takes it up, drives in the paint. Almost stolen by Flowers. They get it over to Syracuse. Syracuse to Howell.
That's another charge. This time Howell lowered his shoulder a little bit. Both charges were on number 10, Braden Howell. You know, they did have Jackson's fouls messed up a while ago. You said on his second one, I only had him for one, so I changed it to two. Then the last foul, or the two fouls ago, I called and I gave him his third. They just now gave him his third, so they took one off, so he does only have three.
Nico drives in, gets it to Dukewitz, over to Clowers. Dukewitz in the corner, dribbles, finds Schickel.
Good defense by Pike Central.
Dukewitz picks up a double team, and that's going to be kicked by Syracuse. It'll be Mount Vernon ball with 2:11 to go, down by 12.
That's a tough trap when you've got 6'6" Syracuse being one of the guys trapping, and you're right up against the 10-second line.
Syracuse.
That's going to be Flowers on a block. And he didn't get set on the screen. Oh, nope. My mistake. They called it on Syracuse.
That's his third.
I'm sorry, but Jackson did not get close to set. He was moving in there. It's kind of like reminiscent of October, you know, put the pads on, throw a block. But
Nico's going to go to the line because they're in the bonus now.
Well, Ditkowitz taking a seat in favor of Hostetter. And now Jacob Schwartz is going to come in for some defense. I bet he replaces Nico because we're going to need Nico's. Well, I'm wrong. He's replacing Jack Campbell. We're needing a little bit more defense and rebounding. And Jacob Schwartz is the guy to give it to us.
Nico, second opportunity here. Looking to cut it to 10.
That's a violation. Jackson got off balance, and he tipped into the into the. So wave off the free throw that Nico hit. But
so it's an 11-point lead for Pike Central, 53-42. Full court press on now as Riddio tries to get around Hostetter. Get it over to Morton, under two to go. Pike Central under pressure now by Nico. Morton pulls it back to the timeline, looks for some help from Riddio. And that's going to be a foul on Hostetter. He was told to foul him.
Yeah.
So that's his second or third?
Third.
Team six. We had a foul to give there, so that's a good one.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and do that now. We can stop the clock and make him earn it at the free throw line. Although, I don't think you want to do it here because that would be Nash's fourth.
Yeah, Morton drives in.
Oh, shoot. They went ahead. They did foul him, but he got into his shot, and he actually hit the shot. And I believe they called that on
Hostetter.
I thought he motioned 2-3, but he did say 2-2?
No,
2-2. Okay.
So it's 17 fouls apiece, 1:41 to go, and Dukewitz is going to check back in for Schwartz, and Campbell checks in for Hostetter. They're going to take a timeout. Alan, explain to me the timeout here with a 55-42 lead, and you're up to 141.
Yeah, on the one hand, you're giving us a free timeout.
That's
to try and figure out how we can get back into this game. Right, yeah. But on the other hand, he's probably telling his guys, if I were he, I'd put the red offense in there, meaning no shots. Just work the ball, no shot. When they foul you, and he'll have his good ball handlers and free throw shooters on the floor. And so, I'm saying no shots. Just we're winning at the free throw line. But just play good, sound defense. Don't let Mount Vernon go down the court and score three with 5 seconds off the clock.
So at the line, it'll be
Morton, I thought.
Yeah. He's getting some training help over there on his shooting hand, it looks like. He's got a little cut or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Now he's going to go to the line.
Yeah, if it's an injury like that, they should take him out of the game. And I think it used to be that the opposing coach could pick the player to shoot the free throw.
Morton hits it. 56-43 the score. They get it over to Nico. Nico pulls it back. Drives in. Lays it up for two. So that's going to be 45-56. 1:17 to go. Morton takes it across, and they're going to foul him.
Nope, their coach called a timeout. Nico and Jackson had Quade Morton trapped at the sideline, and they called a timeout.
1:13 to go. It's 56-45. Pike Central. It'll be Charger ball. Alan A. Bud's Hardware is a place for hardware, lumber, plumbing, paint, and tools. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon and let the staff take care of your needs at Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since
1874. It's a year older than the Kentucky Derby, and that's been going on for 150 years.
Have you ever been to the Derby?
Yep. Yep. Went the week or the day before my college graduation. And I won like my bet.
You seem like the type that collects the Derby glasses.
I collected the one I have there. Yeah.
All right.
And it was a General Assembly to Place was the bet that year.
My
and
father was a connoisseur of the Derby glasses.
Uh-huh. Or what goes in the Derby glasses. And
either way, 1:13 to go, 56-44 to be Pike Central ball, and they're nursing that lead. I mean, at some point, you got to.
Yeah, the thing is, too, our fouls are Nico has 3, Brady Schickel 2, Dukiewicz 2, Hostetter 4, Jackson Clowers 3. So you got Jack Campbell and Jacob Schwartz with 0.
They get it into Gish, and Schickel's going to foul.
And that's his 3rd. And now Dukiewicz, Campbell, or offense going back in for Schwartz and possibly Hostetter. Yeah. So that's the offense-defensive switches that we're going to see for the rest of the game. It might seem a little bit cumbersome, but we, you know, you want the best opportunities on the floor.
Gish at the line. 1:12 on the clock. First opportunity. Misses it. Nico gets it off the rebound from Flowers. Takes it up as we approach a minute to go. Nico drives into the paint. Gets it to Flowers. He'll pop a 3. In and out.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
That ball was almost all the way down before it crawled out.
Just sometimes you're unlucky, you know?
Yeah. Gish got that rebound, and Brady Schickel fouled him.
So that's the 4th on Schickel.
Now, this is going to, you know, in the statistics, it's going to look bad. Schickel will have at least 4 fouls, maybe his 5th. But he really played the game with 2. He's committed these last 2 because we're trying to stop the clock. But he has done a yeoman job down there playing defense and only getting the 2 fouls.
Gish hits the 1st one, makes it 57-44. 57.4 on the clock. As we await the 2nd opportunity here. He lets it go. Bounces front rim. No good. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers is going to push the issue. Drives up the court. Drives into the lane. Euro steps. Banks it for 2. And then coach is going to take a timeout with 48.2. And it's 57-46.
Yeah. We're running out of time. The defensive substitutions come in again. Hostetter and Schwartz. And I believe another Clowers. 21 is not listed, but I think that's Bryce Clowers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Bryce Clowers.
So I tell you, watching him in the JV game, he was zeroed in on defense. His eyes were focused. His hands were lightning quick. And, hey, if somebody's going to get a steal, might be him.
I tell you, speaking of that JV action, it was a 47-43 Mount Vernon JV win tonight. So
that was a terrific, terrific game to watch. Mount Vernon got out big early, and then Pike Central just kept cutting into the lead and cutting into it. But down the stretch, Mount Vernon made the plays and held on.
Well, back the action here. It'll be Pike Central ball.
Full court press with it's man-to-man with the exception that we've got 2 guys on Morton to keep him from getting the ball. They're throwing a touchdown pass, and Jacob Schwartz almost got back to it. Not quite.
Gish gets it in.
Oh, man. Hoster, or who was it there? Got run into. Yeah, it was Hostetter. Got run into by a Pike Central player setting a screen.
So that's going to put Morton at the line.
Yeah, Bryce Clowers picked up a foul.
That was his job, though.
Yes, sir. Exactly right. Yeah, you go for the steal. If you can't get it, a foul's just fine.
They're in the double bonus now. Hits the 1st one. 58-46.
And Schickel and Dukiewicz go in for Hostetter and Schwartz.
Second opportunity.
I tell you, I've got Jackson for 9 rebounds. If Morton he hit it, just say if he misses one, Flowers could get his double double if he got the rebound.
Flowers takes it up, takes a 3.
He got tipped. Oh, wow! He got it in, and somebody got a foul on the rebound. The basket does count, though. Number 1, it's either on Nico or Syracuse. and I don't
I think
know.
It's on Syracuse. I think he said one white. That's a three-point ball.
Yeah.
So it's 49-59, cuts it to a 10-point lead.
So there's a bonus that is going to be shot by somebody, and Syracuse picked up his fourth foul.
We have substitutions here. Schwartz,
yeah, Schickle, Campbell, and Nedukiewicz come out. Bryce Clowers, Hostetter, and Schwartz come in.
Nico at the line.
Well, this could be a five-point possession.
Can't get it. Fought for the rebound. It's a scrum. Nico has it. Clowers for three. Off the mark, no good. The other Clowers, Bryce Clowers, gets it.
Uh-oh.
Stolen by Gish.
Pass.
And he's hacked by Clowers.
Jackson got him, but he did hack the ball out, so it's not a...
intentional.
Not intentional at all.
So it's a 10-point game, 59-49, with 18.8 to go.
Those were the first free throws Nico shot all night.
That's amazing, Alan Buck.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Gish at the line. Getting ready to shoot the first. Gets it to roll in, back up to 11. 60-49. As Schickel, Dukowicz, and Campbell check back in. It'll be Clowers and Nico with them. As we await the second opportunity here from the free throw line. For Julian Gish. Misses it, rebounded by Clowers. Clowers drives up the court, stops, looks for some help. Gives it to Nico. Nico for three.
He's off balance. Oh, my gosh.
Coach takes another time.
Yeah,
out.
He was off balance, and he just flat nailed it. I don't know where that came from. It was a beautiful shot for Mount Vernon fans. If you're Pike Central fans, you're a little bit perturbed. I'm 6.7 seconds left. We're down eight. I think it's done. She's warming up.
And Reggie Miller ain't putting on a Mount Vernon jersey.
No, but I tell you, Mount Vernon did not quit, working hard the whole way.
Unfortunately, the shot at getting to 500 tonight, it's probably going to fall a little bit short. But, to battle back, to get it to eight, and then, potentially another, if they get another offensive possession, who knows? If they get a steal down here. I mean, there's still life, but like you said, she's warming up.
Yeah.
She's probably warming up and already has her hand on the mic. That's how close it is.
I would say, yeah. And I would think Coach told the kids, if they get it in, don't foul them. I mean,
So the inbounder will be Peyton Howell.
And he's not being guarded. Mount Vernon's just focusing on... and Morton is the one that drew two people. Hostetter and Nico are going to keep him from getting the ball.
It's a touchdown pass. Clowers tries to intercept it, but Syracuse ends up with it.
Yeah.
And he's just going to hold on to the ball. So that's going to be your ball game. Pike Central 60, Mount Vernon 52. That is a final. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout and be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604. For over 40 years, DiMaggio's has been serving the best traditional Italian cuisine, and since 2007, It has been a staple right here in Mount Vernon. Start your DiMaggio's experience with breadsticks, garlic bread, or the always popular chicken wings. Looking to eat healthy? Try one of the many salad options. And nobody has more options for pasta than DiMaggio's. DiMaggio's also has great sandwiches and calzones. And then there's what started it all. The massive selection of pizzas from 7 inches all the way to the extra, extra large 18 inch. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for the pop-up pizza of the month. You can see the menu online at orderdimaggios.com and order by calling 812-838-9850. DiMaggio's Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
Are you looking for a new job? One close to home? One with great benefits? One where you can contribute to the team? One where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance? Then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields. Things you touch every day. Whether you're looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place you have been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan, which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays, fun company-wide events, including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Half Moon Saloon in Mount Vernon is the place for great food all day long. Half Moon Saloon takes care of you with daily plate lunch specials, including fried chicken every Wednesday and catfish every Friday. Try the 7 or 14-inch delicious pizzas or the ribeyes and fillets after 4 p.m. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until midnight and Saturday from 10 until 1 a.m. Check out Half Moon Saloon, 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon, or order over the phone, 812-643-0518.
Welcome back. A final time, ladies and gentlemen, here. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, Pike Central High School, where the Mount Vernon Wildcats fall to the Chargers by a score of 60-52, Alan Buck.
That's correct. We went into half down 8. They won the third quarter by 10, 16-6. We won the fourth quarter by 10, 26-16. But that just left it at an 8-point deficit that we were not able to cut into. But individually, for Pike Central Chargers, Julian Gish was 2-for-2 on two-pointers, 0-for-2 on three-pointers, and 5-for-12 from the free-throw line for 9 points and had him for 8 rebounds. Kendrick Syracuse, 6-for-8 on two-pointers, missed his 2 three-point attempts and hit both free throws, 14 points, 4 rebounds. So I think Mount Vernon did a fine job on that young man. Quade Morton was the guy. He was 6-for-12 on two pointers, 1-for-4 from deep, 4-for-5 at the line for 19 points, and he had 5 rebounds. Not bad for a 5'9 guard. Then Chase Riddio, 2-for-4 on two-pointers, 2-for-2 from three-point distance for 10 points. Peyton Howell, 4-for-5 on two-pointers for 8 points, adding him at 5 rebounds. And that rounds out the scoring for the Pike Central Chargers. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, Nico Burnett, 5-for-8 on twos, 3-for-7 on threes, and 1-for-2 from the free throw line, 20 points, 6 rebounds. Brady Schickel, 2-for-6 in two-point range, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Logan Dutkiewicz missed 2 and a 3, did not score. Nash Hostetter missed his only two-point attempt, was 1-for-3 from downtown, and hit, and that gives you 3 points. Jackson Clowers, 7-for-16 on two-pointers, 2-for-5 from three-point range, 2-for-3 from the free-throw line for 22 points, 10 rebounds. Jack Campbell was 1-for-4 on three-pointers for 3 points, and that takes care of your Mount Vernon scoring. So, you know, just a few plays short. It didn't come down to the last. It was done early in the game, and coach will always tell you that. And, you know, a little mistake here and there, and we did have some, also, you know, a few bad passes here and there.
Yeah.
They did steal them. It wasn't like we sailed them out of bounds, that kind of a thing. I wouldn't call them unforced errors, but they were not our, you know, we just made little mistakes, and that's going to happen. Wish we could have gotten it done tonight and even the record, but we now fall to 8-10. We'll be back here with the coach's show on Monday at 6 o'clock.
Play Thursday night next week.
Play Thursday, yeah. The girls' sectional is getting underway, so boys' games are moved to Thursday, and that game is against
Princeton, I believe.
Against Princeton at Mount Vernon.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's what
I was
thinking.
Hold me to it, but
Yeah, we're pretty sure. We're going from memory here, but anyway, I'll send it back to Chris. I really thought we had a valiant effort though, and really gave a lot of good hard work, but they were just a little bit too precise in their own gymnasium. So with that, I'll turn it back to Chris and say good night to all good sports.
For Alan Buck sitting next to me and Dave Hurdle back at the station, I'm Chris Cook. Thanking you for listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WNVI, and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Athletics on 106.7 WNVI. The Wildcats is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Mount Vernon M Club, Bud's Hardware, Half Moon Saloon, the Posey County Co-op, DiMaggio's Pizza, Shepherd Services, and Infinity Molding. Join us next time for more Mount Vernon Wildcat Athletics on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WNVI.